BBC Sounds. Music, radio, podcasts.
Scott Mills.
On today's Scott Mills Daily, Chris celebrates one of the greatest moments of his life, but he does turn up to the show. Also, another one of life's special people grilled by us on Ask Me Anything. Chris misses out on record-breaking Blackpink interview, Korean girl group, because toilet. How do food bloggers make their food look so good on Instagram? Find out on Bangers. And Danny Dyer of Love Island meets her biggest fan, super fan, Steve.
Scott Mills.
Chris Stark.
Oh, mate.
Probably the best weekend of your life?
It's just been, it's been unbelievable. Feels like a dream. And I'm not doing this down what we get to do today. It's just like, I've just been so excited since yesterday, since we won.
So Chris's team, Watford, won in a spectacular fashion yesterday. I was with my mum, just having a bit of afternoon tea, and she was like, I've never seen you so interested in football. I was just watching it all play out on the internet.
Mm.
Unbelievable!
It was unbelievable, Scott, and it's great to hear that you were getting properly involved in it. Because you do take a bit of an interest in Watford now, don't you? Because you know how much it means to me.
I do, yeah, and that's why. So, yeah, I was doing it to support you because I was going through the whole tea. I was like, oh no, Wolves have scored again. And it wasn't looking good for you guys. Is it true that some Watford fans even left?
I think so, yeah, because some people wanted to beat the traffic. And yeah, it's well, look, it's just the best. 2-0 down, then we got back to 2-2 and then won the game 3-2. And I partied hard.
The people that left and then it all turned around must be kicking themselves today.
But I'm never a fan of leaving a football match early. You shouldn't really do that. You've got to wait until the end, just in case.
Is it a bit, and I don't know, because I know nothing about this, but is it a bit like, oh, we've lost now, so let's go?
Yeah, I think it is a bit like that, yeah. It's hard to compare it to something. I often try and compare things that I love to say things that you love, like Eurovision.
Yeah.
But it's very hard to say what this is similar to.
It's like if we won Eurovision this year, I'd be dancing in the fountains, that's what I'd be, in Tel Aviv.
Yeah, it's exactly the same.
If there are any fountains, I don't know.
I am worried about this radio show, right? Because I feel a tad ropey.
Yeah.
So would you rather I just sat it out?
I mean, it's up to you.
Yeah.
Whatever you feel ready for and able to cope with.
But,
I mean, you've already been on the radio earlier, as we've heard, on another station, not sounding the best.
On 5 Live?
Yeah.
Yeah, I don't really remember that chat.
Cool. I think that you should just have your moment. You and your club.
I'm going to enjoy it today.
Yeah, even I get how big this is.
If you are a Watford fan, please phone in for Bangers today.
If it's okay with you, I'd quite like to take advantage of your slightly fragile, vulnerable state today. And I'll tell you how I'm going to do it after this.
Scott Mills.
Watford are in the FA Cup final. How's that feel?
Oh, it's unbelievable.
So what we may have done, Chris, and it's fair to say you're not feeling great right now.
Mm.
And I feel that emotions are heightened. What we've done is, as a team, is make a montage of your best bits.
Oh.
And I would like you to cry. Don't force it. It's not Hollyoaks. But if you feel emotional, then let it all out, okay?
Right.
All right?
Oh, this could be lovely.
Yeah. From 2-0 down, Chris, these are your best bits.
Holopas throw, comes to Deulofeu. Deulofeu! Sensational! He's got Watford back in the semi-final. Oh. What a goal. Watford have 3 in the box. Doucouré. Deeney down! Michael Oliver gives a penalty! Unbelievable semi-final drama. This a career-defining moment. The feeling in that strike, the feeling in that celebration rings around the Watford supporters. It has been one of the great FA Cup comebacks today. Here's Deulofeu, and Deulofeu with a touch, and Deulofeu with the finish. That will be it. What a win for Watford.
Oh, it was special, wasn't it?
One of the most dramatic ever FA Cup semi-finals. has been won by the Hertfordshire Hornets. And it will be Watford back in May to face Manchester City for the Emirates FA Cup. You
wave me that's lovely, that. That's lovely. Can you
It's tears.
No, it's just a very happy time in
You've
my
got
life.
Something in your eye. You've got something in your eye. Yeah.
That's lovely. Yeah. You do good montage, Mills.
It's a team effort. Mm. You raise me up
to more than I can be. I mean, it is so how Mills does sport, isn't it? To Westlife, of course. Oh, here we go. Come on. Come on, Watford!
Scott Mills. Daryl in Cambridge says, couldn't care less about football, but that actually made me really emotional. Well, so did Chris felt that way too, judging from those noises you made.
Oh.
James says, I'm a massive Villa fan. That made hair stay on the back of my neck stand up. Someone says, calm down, you've got to play City next.
True.
Oh, yeah, okay. I'll just let him have his moment. Scott Mills. The one for work. Yeah, we're the one for work. Hello, Ariel Free.
I am currently in Bridge of Allen, just outside of Stirling. I'm with the wonderful Bea, who is a glassblower. Bea, how are you doing?
I'm doing all right. This is quite a good for Monday, but this is great.
See, I find it fascinating where Radio 1 is on in people's workplaces. I just don't imagine being on in a glassblower's, but we are every day, all day.
All day, every day, right till the end, all of you.
So Radio 1 really keeps you company, doesn't it, as you're blowing?
Yeah, definitely. It's a really good motivation. You know, sometimes you need to calm tune if you need to have some nice calm blowing, and then sometimes you need to...
Yeah. I mean,
get you. And then sometimes, like, if it's a... And then slightly more up-tempo if it's...
Yeah, sometimes...
if it's heavy blowing.
Yeah, I mean, if it's... You know, sometimes you really have to go for it and you have to blow really hard and it's really difficult and you just need that more of a rave tune going on.
Is it not boiling hot in there?
It is actually today. I was actually really warm and I just opened the window. You get really hot and flustered very easily, as you can imagine, when glass blowing.
Yeah.
Not blowing our own trumpet here, but if we do something fun, let's say we're doing innuendo bingo, is it hard to sort of blow and laugh at the same time?
Yeah, blowing and laughing's tricky. You've just got to strategically think about when you're listening to it, and then sometimes you just need to turn it off, and otherwise you get wonky baubles and wonky jokes and it's a
That's not good. But it must have happened when you've laughed at Radio 1 and it's gone really wrong.
Oh, yeah. I mean, there's been some unusual shapes come out of the glass blowing that
we've
done.
Yeah. That's the thing. We don't want to put you off your stride. You know, if you're at it, we don't want to be the ones that kind of make it all go wrong. But it must happen sometimes.
Of course. I mean, sometimes it just happens just because you're tired and maybe, you know, you celebrated the weekend too much and sometimes you need to get in your rhythm of things. Like anything, you need to get in your rhythm.
Oh, you must have one of the worst hangover jobs going, surely.
Terrible.
Yeah, it's a bit much. Sometimes you've sort of maybe had a bit too many lemonades and then come in and you can smell the whiskey and
just a day of blowing.
it's an interesting experience when it's so you've got to be careful with the hangovers. And actually you can't have alcohol in your breath, because if you're to blow into it with a really hot flame and it's really hot bauble you're blowing into, you can imagine that the alcohol can sometimes maybe get a little bit warm in there and then maybe backfire on you.
That's horrendous.
That's like that trick. Do you remember that night out we did with Mark Wright, Scott?
Yeah.
And he started lighting various things, didn't he? And it wasn't good, that.
Don't do it.
Very dangerous. I think, and I don't mean this in the literal sense, I do think you've got a hot job, though. It's interesting.
It is a hot job, yeah.
It's really easy to talk to people once people ask you what your job is.
I was going
to
say,
conversation just naturally flows.
Yeah, I'm a glassblower, actually. I mean, that's got to be a win with the lads, surely.
I mean, you see a little sparkle in their eyes. I'm like, go on, say something I've not heard before, then.
It is literally a hot job. Have you got a love interest at the moment?
Well, I'm actually recently single.
I'm thinking about this then. Are you on the apps at the moment?
Yeah, I'm on the Judge Rinder app, yeah.
What does a glassblower say on Tinder?
That's the thing, I don't know if... Well, obviously it links to your Facebook, so it does kind of tell them what your job is. So I've kind of left it at that, and it just says, insert Tinder bio ramble
no,
here.
No, you need a bio. You need a bio.
Because I think if you just have Glassblower there, all you're going to get is the same joke being said as the... be the same first line in any conversation. And it'll be everyone thinking they're the only ones to say it as well.
Really basic.
Oh, of course. Yeah, definitely. It is very much, like, basic.
Yeah.
Yeah. For me, anyway.
Well, you know what we could do?
What? Oh, no. What?
Let us write your bio.
Yeah, sure. I mean...
I just want the right people to be attracted to you, which at the moment it'll just be weirdos.
I like that you've taken it upon yourself here, Scott. No, I get what you mean, because there's something cleverer to say than just glassblower. And I think we could help you with your bio so you attract less weirdos than you probably will get.
I mean, I would appreciate anything to thin out the herd, I guess.
All right, leave it with us.
Oh, well.
Give us a song or two and we'll come back with some ideas.
Scott Mills.
Radio 1 at Work is visiting the Bridge of Allen near Stirling today, and B, the glassblower, who has us on every day. Being a glassblower, though, she's getting the same old jokes on Tinder, so let's try and help.
I think this is a good idea, though, Scott. I think we can help come up with something clever for your bio there. Off the top of my head, I don't know what you're thinking, Scott. I'm thinking... it could be
I'll be impressed if I hear something new, I'll be honest.
Let me blow, let me blow, let me blow. Like, let it snow. Scott, have you got anything better than that?
I'm blowing angels instead. It's good. I like the...
that
I like
means
going
you have
down...
to say Angel Share Glass, just saying.
Well, yeah, because you are. That's the name of your company, right?
She is actually blowing angels, yeah.
Exactly.
What about... I like the going down the song route. What about... What was that song, Bewitched? C'est la vie. I'll puff, I'll blow you away.
Yes.
I actually quite like that, and I've not heard that before, so that's great.
That's a great idea. You don't see much Bewitched in Tinder bios, do you? There's not enough of it.
Just that lyric, and maybe, like, Bewitched, C'est la vie, 98, or whatever it was.
Yeah.
Go on.
You can link your Spotify now, can't you? So it's like, have that as my favourite song.
Explain that one.
Wouldn't be a lie.
You can link your Spotify to your dating profile.
Yeah, you can link it so that people can see what you've been listening to, which has backfired for a couple of my friends before. Going down the sort of singing Disney at 3 in the morning track.
Right. Imagine if they click on you and this happens. Would be amazing. Listen, it's really good to know that you listen to us every day at work. Ariel Jordan North, will speak to you later.
BBC Radio 1, Scott Mills.
Mondays, just after 2, we do Ask Me Anything. We get one of life's extraordinary people on the line. People that really stand out from the rest of us, and we get to ask them loads of questions. Last week, it was this.
So, the job... And there's business for this. I just need to check because I've not heard of this one before. And just so we're on the same page here, you wash the willies of horses.
I do, yes.
And why is what's the demand there then? They can't wash themselves?
No, they can't. And in the wild, they would be serving mares and using it, whereas the way we have them now, they don't do that. And the crud that they get on it is carcinogenic, so it is a good idea to remove it.
Sure.
Scott Mills.
We don't know who we're about to speak to, but they are on the line now, and they are one of the world's special people. An elite group of not many with incredible achievements. And we get to ask them anything. All right, Chris, ready?
Mm.
Hello, who are you and what do you do?
Hello, I'm David Morgan, and I'm the Guinness World Record holder of cone collecting.
Of cone, what?
Road cone collecting.
Oh, traffic cones!
Yes, exactly, traffic cones.
How many cones have you got then?
Well, I've got about 506 at the moment. Some of them are very similar to each other, but they just got different names on.
What's your favourite cone?
Well, I think my favourite cone is my Adaptiform EVA cone. Which
What's that, David?
It's a cone that's very flexible. So when it's if it gets run over, it doesn't damage it. I found it in Corsica.
Well found.
Funny enough, it was made in Leicestershire, but I saw it. I went there for my honeymoon, and I saw the cone behind the door of the customs people. So I said to him, well, it's very rare. And he said, well, you can have that if you like.
What I like to imagine is you left your wife there and put the cone on the plane seat back.
Well, she was looking after the cases and things, you see. And so I negotiated with this customs guy, and he said, well, you know, you're welcome to pick that up on the way home. So so I did.
Has your wife ever said, David, it's me or the cones?
She hasn't said it yet. But you have to look after cones, though. When they're old and they've been out misused and...
Oh, I've misused cones. Yeah, I must be honest here, David. I don't want to put you off me, but I've defaced cones before.
That's not okay.
You know, you wear them on your head. You pretend that they're, you know.
Yeah.
Obviously, you shout in them to kind of fake microphone.
Them, yeah.
I mean, the possibilities are endless, aren't they?
Urinate into them and such.
Yeah, sure.
And you see, some of them are retroreflective as well.
Oh, are they?
Yes, you see, so that when the motorists turn, you know, put their headlights on, they can see the cone from 500 yards away.
Incredible.
So that's quite another interesting feature. I don't think people quite realise
how interesting
how important
they are.
Cones are. No.
Yeah. You probably know this, but there's a statue in Glasgow, and it's the Duke of Wellington with a cone on his head in Merchant Square. Have you ever made a pilgrimage to that?
Yeah, I've seen that. I was quite excited when I saw that. When I go on a trip, I often try to set my sat nav so that it takes me through as many roadworks as possible.
is this real? I'm sorry. Are you
real? It's a bit of a job to set that up, but you can do. And then
how do you do that?
I take new cones with me in the boot, and if I see any rare ones, then I stop obviously and negotiate with the foreman of the roadworks, and say, would he like a new cone for an old one?
Oh, well, you do a little swapperoo there.
Yeah, they don't mind. They say, yeah, right.
You do find cones in unusual places, don't you? Like the one on that statue there. I like to imagine you go past one and shout, Kona! Yeah.
Well, they're cones, they're everywhere, actually.
They are.
You can find them in the most unlikely places.
Can you describe for me the perfect cone in some detail? And Scott, do you mind just putting the sexy music on?
Okay.
Well, I think the best one is called the Highwayman, which is a nice name for a cone, and because it's artistically attractive.
Right.
But you're saying it's easy on the eye.
David, describe to me the colour, the shape, what it looks like.
Well, they tend to be conical. They've got a taper of between 8 and 12 and a half degrees from the perpendicular.
Yeah.
The base must fall within the 750 millimetres of the height. They must also be between four and eight sides. I heard of a cone that was five-sided, and it's somewhere in Salford. I have been up there to look for it.
Couldn't find it.
I did meet two people who had seen it.
How do you even find them?
How do you meet the people?
Well, I'm just asking you, really. Pubs are the best place.
So you've gone in and you've said, now listen, I've travelled to Salford because I've heard a rumour of a five-sided cone.
Show me your cones.
And two people in the pub have said, we've heard the rumour.
Usually people in pubs are quite helpful.
Yeah, especially in Manchester.
You know, and they're in a good mood as well.
David, do you know what? I respect anyone that has a passion in anything.
Absolutely.
And do you know what I love about you? You are doing everything for your passion, which, you know, it is unusual. I've never heard of someone with this sort of...
collection.
This cone kind of... I don't know what you call it. Well, passion is probably the safest word to use it. But do you know what I want to do for you, David? And I think that we should throw a bit of weight behind this, guys. If there is a five-sided cone out there, we should find it for him. We should find that cone for David. And you know what? We've got people listening to this all over the UK.
Oh, so many.
I've
David.
Never thought to look for cones.
Yeah, we would really like to help you out.
Well, that's good. That is good. Well, I mean, obviously, cones don't travel very far on their own. So if the Salford area, if the people there could keep an eye open, it just might be in someone's back garden.
Okay, we're looking for a five-sider, guys.
Yeah. And everyone, let's get properly excited about this. Even if we don't fully understand the passion, David is here. He's put his heart on the line here. He's explained it to everyone. Let's all buy into it.
Yeah, come on, guys, get involved. Let me know if you've got a five-sider. Someone will have one. David, pleasure to speak to you on Ask Me Anything today. Thanks so much.
Okay.
Let's get you your five-sider. Kona!
Scott Mills.
That was one of the strangest convos I've had on Radio 1, I think. You probably thought you were still a little bit on the sauce from last night.
It was random. But I really respect his passion. I think it's sweet.
Joe's working in Roadworks. He's just checked. He's like, sorry, lads, they're all four-siders where I am.
We need a five-sider, people. Let's make his day.
Loads of people are now on various roads. We've got David here on the A34 going, I'm looking at all the cones to my left to see if there's a five-sider. Not one yet. Moose and Preston's just run over a cone, stuck under his car. It's only four sides. Someone says, I think I've got a stack of five-siders in my garage. I'll be home in 5 minutes. I'll check.
Scott Mills.
Someone says, I can see this easily turning into past the cone, like the pasty. Someone's just driven past a few five-sided ones in Clacton-on-Sea. Yeah, you need to ask their permission. You can't just take them.
Oh, no. No, no, absolutely.
Loads of people are looking, though, like Matt Bennett in Worthing. Just check the back of the van. I got barriers, signs, cones, the lot. None of which have five sides. Yeah. I think they're quite hard to come by. David is a cone expert. He's the cone man, and he still hasn't found any. Nathan seems to think there's a significant amount of them in the Sunderland area, if that helps, cone man. Yeah, let us know. He really wants to find that elusive five-sider.
BBC Radio 1. Scott Mills.
I'm so glad that Steve is back. It's been time. Music from Pink coming up for you, and also Imagine Dragons. LaToya, where are you calling from?
Oh, hello. I'm calling from the UK.
Oh,
this
very
is still
good.
Going on.
Yeah.
Last week on Funny Business, Chris thought he was calling it internationally. He wasn't, so he was like, hello, I'm from the UK. But they were in Cumbria.
Yeah, it was all very awkward, very patronising. But all this weekend I've been getting that a lot. Are you from the UK? That sort of thing.
So you're in Exeter, Exeter, which is in the UK, LaToya.
Yeah, just about in the UK, yeah.
And you are a food blogger.
I am, yeah.
Right, what are the secrets? I always think this when I'm scrolling through Instagram. What are the secrets to making your food look so tasty and lush?
Lighting. It's all about the lighting.
Is it the lighting?
I've got a little light box that I put everything in that just shines a bright light on it to make all the colours vibrant and the sauces look rich and yummy.
What's the last bit of food that you blogged about?
Garlic bread.
Ooh. Oh, it's the future.
Oh.
Garlic and bread, it's the way forward.
Do you normally do healthy recipes or are you all about the comfort?
I normally do like lower calorie and healthier recipes, yeah.
Okay. And a lot of people follow your blog?
Yeah, quite a few. I've got 50,000 on Facebook.
That's all right, isn't it?
Not too bad.
Yeah.
Not too bad.
Okay, here's what I've got for you. This is what I'm offering up as my banger's choice today. I'd like you to hear this. The first track ever by Little Mix, called Wings.
Quite good.
That is good, yeah. Good shout, that. Okay, LaToya, you can have that. And I know there's a lot of Wolves fans that are listening today that won't enjoy this. However, I've got much love, much respect for your club. Other circumstances you guys should have gone through. But I really want to use bangers today to celebrate Watford's win with this.
Why this one?
They played this at Wembley yesterday. And I was in my happy place. So I just want to go back there, really. This is Elton John. Are you ready for love?
Retro.
Yeah.
Oh, this would be... I would love this.
Didn't he used to work for the club?
Yeah.
Elton John.
Yeah.
As what? Was he the manager?
He was chairman at one point. What? Was he the manager?
Oh, I don't know, do I? Okay. Right, LaToya, it's all over to you.
So, Chris, as happy as I am for your win yesterday, I'm a Liverpool fan, so I think it's going to have to be Scott.
Oh! Mama told me not to waste my life. She said, spread your wings, my little butterfly. We're going at it for a third time.
And we're feeling more adventurous than ever before. One.
Unexpected Fluids, Season 3.
And I have already purchased at least 27 separate sets of fake eyebrows to replace the ones that keep shooting off my forehead in shock.
My knees gave way.
What?
I couldn't stand. My whole body was just vibrating.
Unexpected Fluids by name and by nature.
There's no two ways about it. I'm a very flamboyant human being. There's a lot of hairspray fair, but like...
If this intrigues you, download and subscribe to Unexpected Fluids now on BBC Sounds. Oh,
mean, I'm really pleased about your win, but this is where... This is conversations like this that I just get lost in. If she was a Liverpool fan, she'd be backing any side who could stop City winning the quadruple.
This is what I mean. Like, I would have thought as a Liverpool fan, she would have kind of respected Watford there, but there you go. I'm gutted. I mean, I'm not going to throw Elton John back in for another day, am I? Let's face it. I was only going to get away with it today.
Hello, Ryan. It says, lol, that you thought that Elton John was ever a football manager.
Imagine.
And think about it.
Scott Mills.
Welcome to Radio 1. I didn't see it at the time, but I've seen it on Twitter. The one time I let you dress yourself and you wear a jumper on Football Focus on BBC One.
Oh, mate, I got so much stick for that.
Everyone else is like in a suit jacket or like a smart jacket.
It's only the semi-final, though. Not that it's not a big game. I just mean, well, how are you meant to know what to wear on these things?
You really stand out.
I know. Also, Dan Walker is very tall in real life. He doesn't look that tall on TV.
No, but tall people don't look tall on TV. It's weird. Same as short people don't look that short. Everyone looks that same height. Right, I think next week, when's the final again? Not till May.
Yeah.
Can we go, please, can I let them go smart clothes shopping with you? Let me, before then.
I was a laughing stock on Football Focus. BBC Radio 1.
Radio 1. Scott Mills.
1. Every now and again with some pop stars, we like to get them to meet their biggest fan, and he's called Steve. Steve doesn't really say much, and when he does, it's super awkward. Steve doesn't exist. It's actually Chris in the room next door, but we tell the pop star that it's one of their biggest fans and that we asked loads of fans to call in, and we've selected Steve to be the chosen one to do a quiz about that pop star with them, and whoever knows the answer shouts out their name first. So, for instance, if it is Danny Dyer, not a pop star but a celebrity, she shouts Danny if she knows the answer about herself, and if Steve knows the answer about her before she does, he shouts Steve. Thing is, Steve, which is actually Chris, has got all the answers and questions written down, so he can answer them super quick. Obviously, we don't tell them that it's Chris until the end. Sometimes we never tell them.
Yeah, it's incredibly awkward, this, and I always have a lot of respect for you because you know exactly what's going on but have to kind of go along with it, and I make it as tricky as possible for you to do that.
This one, there are so many gaps in this one that it made it very uncomfortable, and I have to just sit here and go, okay, I know it's Chris, and just watch their face as they're, like, gesturing to me. Who is this guy? So, Steve is ready to go, but first, the interview with Danny Dyer.
BBC Radio 1.
Danny Dyer, welcome to Radio 1.
Thank you so much for having me.
You're right?
Yeah, I'm good. How are you?
Really good. So, your book is What Would Danny Do?
Yeah.
And it's like answering a lot of your Insta and Twitter followers' questions.
Yeah.
So we've got now some Twitter and Insta questions from our listeners, okay?
Yeah.
They're a different crowd, but
okay.
And here we go. Have you ever photocopied your bum?
No.
A lot of people have.
Yeah, like if you sit on the scanner or something?
Yeah, it's like normally after the work Christmas party or whatever.
Yeah. Oh, drunk.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Chris has.
Has he?
Yeah, yeah.
Has he got the picture still?
Yeah. Favourite dinosaur of all time?
Barney.
Just different. Yeah, that's a good answer.
I liked Barney.
Yeah, he was good. Should I go travelling around the world after breaking up with my boyfriend?
Yeah, I think, you know, go have some fun, be free-spirited.
Where do all the missing socks go?
You tell me. Like, literally, my mum does this. One sock comes out. I feel like I shouldn't, every time I wear my socks, I feel like, do I need to put them in the wash?
Yeah. I found a lone one only this morning.
Yeah. So where is it?
Yeah. Do you ever cry or are you mad fierce?
I do cry, yeah. I am a bit of a cry. I'm a very emotional person. I'm quite in touch with my emotions. But I don't like doing it in front of people.
When was the last time you cried?
Yesterday, actually.
Okay, great.
I'm cool, though. I love
it.
I just listened to Ariana.
You love?
My answer is just to listen to Ariana.
Yeah.
She literally gives you all the emotions you want.
Is that your life right now?
Yeah.
Thank you, next.
Thank you.
Can you pierce a straw into a Capri Sun on first go?
Yes, I can. But ever since I've taken the sugar out of it, I don't want to know.
It is a beautiful, really, like, good.
No, they've taken the sugar out of everything. Tango Ice Blasts are no more.
What?
Yes. I couldn't believe. And when people go, they taste the same. No, they don't.
One more. Did you ever rob hot savoury items in the school dinner queue? And do you still get a buzz out of it now at a carvery, even though you're allowed to do it?
I do like a little FIFA when it comes to food. I remember me and my friend once did it at Toby Carvery. We were a little bit drunk.
Love a Toby.
But it was like, there was a buffet at someone else's party and we nicked one of the bowls and we was filling it up with chips and curry sauce and someone come over and went, do you want a plate? It was like,
you're allowed.
Food, everyone who didn't walk around downstairs, eat a twirl and put the wrapper down.
Yeah, that's what I know, but it's not allowed.
No, don't do it. But yeah.
Right, Danny, wait right there. Next, we've got superstar versus super fan. One of your biggest fans is going to speak to you.
Ooh, excited.
Oh, God. So listen, we do this thing on the show sometimes called Superstar versus Superfan.
Yeah.
So we put you to the test, but it's questions about you.
Right.
So you should know them, right? But you're up against one of your biggest fans.
Wow.
So we've asked the Radio 1 listeners who knows loads about Danny.
Yeah.
And it's basically who gets there first.
Right. That's
cool. But it's questions about you, so you should know it.
I should know it.
But this person will also know a lot, I think.
Oh, God.
Good afternoon, Steve.
Hello.
Hey, Steve, how are you?
Danny.
Hey, Steve, you okay?
Good.
Steve? So you're a big fan of...
Hi, Danny.
Hiya, you all right?
You're a big fan of Danny? Good.
Yes.
Cool, okay, right. So listen, Steve, we've got some questions here all about Danny Dyer, and basically, whoever knows the answer first, you shout out your name. So if you know the answer first, Danny, you shout...
Danny.
Steve.
Yeah, so Steve, if you get there first and you know the answer, then you shout...
Steve.
That's right. So just Steve, okay?
Steve.
That's right. Okay. Steve, are you ready?
Steve, yeah.
And Danny, are you ready?
Oh, yeah, I'm ready.
Okay, here we go.
Are we doing the game now?
Yes, now. Okay, so here's the first question, okay? What was the name of the West End show Danny and her dad appeared in? Steve, yes?
Steve. Yes? Nativity, the musical.
Yeah.
It's correct, yes.
Well done, Steve.
Next one. What is Danny's shoe size?
Danny.
Steve.
Oh, Danny's got there first.
I'm a size 4.
Oh, I've got...
Steve.
3 to 4.
Steve, yes?
I was first. 3.
Okay, yeah, I am a 3 to 4.
Okay, all right, well, I'll let you have that as well,
Steve. We both have that.
Okay, next question. After school, what did Danny train as?
Steve. Danny.
Oh, I think Steve.
He keeps getting it.
I think he got you. Okay, what is it?
A dental nurse.
Yeah.
You're a massive fan, Steve.
Wow.
Steve. Sorry, is it bad reception where you are?
Steve, no, I can hear you perfectly.
Okay, it's just that the answers are, it's quite delayed. But we'll carry on, okay?
Carry on.
Yeah. Who did Danny climb Kilimanjaro with for Comet Relief this year, and can you name what they do?
Steve.
Danny.
I think you
I
got
feel like
that.
I'm like lingering.
Okay, go on.
Strictly Come Dancing head judge, Shirley Ballas. Steve, former MP, Ed Balls. Steve. Broadcaster, Anita Rani. Steve. BBC Breakfast, Dan Walker.
Yep.
Steve. Pointless host, Alexandra Armstrong.
Yep.
Steve. NFL star, OC.
Yep.
Steve. Jade Thirlwell and Liam Pinnock, two members of Little Mix.
Is that all of them?
Yeah, I think that's all of them. Wow. Steve.
And you knew what they did as well?
Yeah.
All right, next question. What date was Danny's first Instagram post?
Steve.
Danny, I don't even know.
Okay, go on, Steve.
20th of March, 2016.
Is this a joke? How does he know?
How do you know that?
I don't know.
It was a picture of her and her dad hugging, and the caption was, my number one.
Oh, my God, this is...
Wow. Okay.
Okay, well.
Right, we did ask for a big fan.
I'm a big fan.
Yeah.
Oh, Steve.
What are Danny's favourite pair of pyjamas?
Danny?
Steve.
Yes.
I like Primark pyjamas, the fluffy ones.
Okay.
I think, do I? Yeah.
Steve? Your favourite pyjamas are the red and white Coca-Cola ones.
Oh, yes! But they are from Primark.
Oh, they are, okay. Okay.
Oh, wow.
Any other? Can you name any other favourite ones?
She sometimes likes to wear Elsa from Frozen.
Oh, my God. All right, cool. Okay. What colour is Danny's nail varnish today?
Danny. Steve. Pink. Steve wouldn't have known that.
Steve.
Yeah, Steve?
Pink.
Is correct.
Pink,
sorry?
Pink top.
Pardon?
Pink top, pink nail varnish.
Steve must be my next door neighbour or something. Oh. How does he know this?
Because it's actually Chris that works on the show.
You're out of order. Right. Like, I'm not going on radio stations anymore.
We've done this.
Every time I go on a radio station, someone does this to me.
So we've done this with like Anne-Marie before.
And do they believe it?
Yeah, Anne-Marie was actually, couldn't cope with it, was actually on the floor.
Yeah, I was like, how do you know? The pink jumper thing, I was a bit scared
then. Okay, good.
Okay, great.
Chris, thanks so much.
Thanks, Chris.
Yeah, sorry, Danny.
Yeah.
Yeah,
alright, Steve.
It's the repeated Steve.
Scott Mills.
Hello, Sam, who says, my cheeks actually hurt from laughing with Steve. It's good to have him back. Darren says, I actually love Steve. I love that segment of the show. That's from Darren in North London. It is good to have Steve back, even though he doesn't actually exist. Joe says, that was so funny. Poor Danny. Tom just texts me, Steve. Who should we do next on Superfan Steve? Let us know. 81199. Right, this is absolutely huge. In the next half hour on this show, before Jordan in for Grimmy at 4, South Korean pop group All Girls called Blackpink, who are massive, they have just broken the record of the fastest time for a video to get to 100 million views on YouTube.
Oh, wow.
Ever. 100 million views so fast. Blackpink are on the show.
Scott Mills.
Radio 1, hello Jason in Worcester, who says, lol that Chris lasted this long. Delayed hangover much? It appears so, yes. Okay, looks like I'm solo for this. Hello, Blackpink.
Hi.
Okay, so do I have all four of you on the phone now?
Yeah. Should we have our introduction of the four of us?
Yes, please.
Hi, we're Blackpink. I'm Lisa.
I'm Rosé.
Hi, I'm Jenny.
Hi, I'm Jisoo.
This is Scott calling from the UK, and I know that you're going to come here in May, right?
Yes, we are. Very excited for it.
I mean, your following on YouTube is unbelievable. So you're the first K-pop act to hit 20 million subscribers on your channel.
Oh, wow.
Does that even feel real?
It shocks us every day. So we're very, very thankful and grateful for all of our fans and viewers.
So how long have you all been training? I know a lot of you trained for years before you debuted a couple of years ago, right?
Yes, we did.
So mostly around four to five years.
The shortest being like 4 years. Mm-hmm. The longest being like, seven years.
I know that your UK date sold out in 3 minutes, but promise me, when you're in the UK, you need to come and see me at Radio 1, okay?
We will definitely.
I mean, as long as you invite us.
Yeah.
The guy that I normally do the show with has just gone to the toilet, so he's missed the whole interview, but he's going to be gutted about this because he loves you guys.
Oh, my God.
I know I've interrupted you doing something. Where are you right now and what are you doing?
So we just finished our Vogue shoot here in Korea.
You just finished what, sorry?
Got a magazine Vogue photo shoot.
Sure you have. Okay. I feel bad that I've interrupted a Vogue shoot, so I'll let you go. But thank you very much, Blackpink. Come and see us soon.
Thank you.
And this is the track Kill This Love, Blackpink on Radio 1.
Mills.
Will Chris ever come back to the show? Listen tomorrow from 1 on Radio 1.
Scott Mills.